Welcome to the Truth About You podcast with me, Ali Knight, intuitive soul coach and empowerment alchemist. I'm here to share with you the truth about you and me and everyone. We dive deeply and quickly into who we really are at soul level and how it is to be human in this game we call life. This is the podcast for you if, like me, you are willing to question everything, release the conditioning that holds you back, and really create the life you came here to love. Welcome back to another episode of The Truth About You. I'm Ali, as you know, and as you probably also know, if you're a regular listener, I have not released an episode for a few weeks again. And isn't that interesting that what I want to talk to you about today is this idea of perfectionism, this sort of character trait or personality trait or behaviour trait of perfectionism, and why I broke up with perfectionism quite some time ago. So what I want to do is explore this concept with you today and perhaps encourage you to, as always, tune into your own truth about your relationship with perfectionism and to maybe, just maybe, reframe this so that if this perfectionist tendency that you may have is actually stopping you in your tracks and preventing you from being the bloody glorious human that you're meant to be, that we can very gently start to let go of something that really doesn't serve us at a universal level. I don't know anyone who has ever said to me, having done some work on their perfectionism, do you know what? I much prefer being a perfectionist. That's much more fulfilling and uplifting. I'm going to carry on. So let's get stuck in. What even is perfectionism? Well, you can look it up in the dictionary. It basically means that there's absolutely nothing wrong. It's something that is, describing something as perfect means it's absolutely flawless. And I would invite you to just have a think about whether there's any thing in this life that is 100% flawless. Obviously, there's some industries, there's some sectors in which the word perfect is used very literally. So in maths, for example, or with, diamonds, if they're completely flawless, then they might be described as perfect. But when it comes to being a human and living a human experience, I don't know of anything that's completely flawless. So have a think about that. Why is it that so many of us strive for perfectionism when we have no fucking evidence that it even is possible? It's a joke. So I struggled with perfectionism for quite some time. I wouldn't, as I was growing my business, my first business, I wouldn't put things out on social media if I didn't think they were perfect. I spent hours crafting content, preparing things I was going to deliver so that they were perfect. But what sits beneath that need for perfection? Well, it's fear, isn't it? It's a fear of getting something wrong. For me, it was very much a fear of looking stupid. So perfectionism almost becomes like an adaptive strategy that many of us take up in order to avoid something that's uncomfortable. And yet, striving for perfect brings with it so much discomfort, so much overwhelm, so much overthinking, so many do-overs, that I'd ask you to, again, ask yourself the question, what's more uncomfortable, having to be perfect or allowing yourself to feel some discomfort in the growth that's taking place? One of the things that I know contributed to my perfectionist tendencies was not only some of my upbringing. I went to a grammar school. If any of you have been to a grammar school, you will know what I mean by that. It's, you're really not encouraged to be anything but perfect, very much good girl environment. We felt shit if we got less than a perfect score. And I also worked in an industry where safety of the young people that we work with was actually often life or death. And so the pressure to get everything perfect in terms of their care, their treatment, their nurture and their protection was absolutely key. And so it was like a beautiful melting pot of factors that contributed to then when I stepped out of that corporate role, that contributed to me wanting to replicate some level of perfectionism in what it was that I was here to share as a coach, as a spiritual guide. And it's taken quite a long time to disentangle a lot of that. So I want you to look at where you might be applying perfectionist tendencies in your life. We can do this often across the board, or we might do this in just one area of life. And let me just break down for you maybe how to recognize if you're a perfectionist, or some of the sort of characteristics of perfectionism. So quite often we will find that the clients that I work with who describe themselves as perfectionists, or who I can see have those tendencies, they'll have all or nothing thinking. So often perfectionists see things in black and white. So if something isn't perfect, it's seen as a failure. There's no in between. It's either perfect or it's a failure. Alongside that, perfectionists tend to have a ginormous fear of failure. So they fear making mistakes, or find that any sense or vague sense of failure can be utterly paralyzing. And that obviously then leads to things like procrastination or avoidance, or redoing things over and over and over and over again until they cannot see that there are any flaws in it. And then they feel safe to share that with the world. Often there's an overemphasis on results with perfectionists. So there's a really heavy focus on the outcomes rather than the learning along the way, or the process that we've been through, or even the effort that we've put in, the energy that we've put into something. There'll be chronic self-doubt, most likely. Often perfectionists are the people who most doubt their abilities and are deeply critical of themselves and their work. And perhaps the last characteristic to mention, which is definitely the one I resonated most with, was that perfectionists tend to have unreasonably high expectations. I still definitely do in some areas of my life. Like, literally, as I say, no one's perfect. Even in disentangling myself from perfectionism, I'm not perfect yet. And I don't really want to be. But setting unreasonably high standards is going to lead to constant disappointment. But also, it then reinforces and drives a deeper need for perfectionism, right? So you can see it becomes this vicious cycle, and it can impact so many different aspects of our lives, this perfectionist trait. So in our personal lives, it can really strain our friendships, our relationships, as we impose high standards on people. At work, it might lead to burnout in a job, in a role, as we push ourselves to the brink to achieve perfectionism. If we are someone like me who runs their own business, it can mean we get stuck and paralyzed and we never release anything because we're so scared that it's not perfect and that we may get, I don't know, criticized, judged, that nobody will need, nobody will want our services, that we literally get stopped in our tracks by this desire for perfectionism. And all of this is going to impact our experience of life. It's going to affect our mental health. It's going to affect our view of ourselves. And for some, perfectionism very much contributes to anxiety, depression, low self-esteem. And so it's really important to examine our relationship with perfectionism. How do we do that? Well, as with everything I ever say, the first thing, if we want to change something, the first thing we have to create is some awareness around it. So one of the ways you can do this is you can have a little glance back over your previous 24 hours and you can have a look at where perfectionism has been cropping up for you. It might be in the going over of a conversation that you had with someone and double guessing or double questioning yourself whether you said the right thing or not. It might be in that social media post that you shared that you're now shitting yourself about. Was it too vulnerable? Was it too opinionated? Was it too silly? Was it too stupid? What will people think? It might be in a piece of work that you've delivered that you've not had any feedback about yet. Oh my God, that must mean it wasn't perfect. It didn't go down well. It wasn't received as I would have wanted it to be. So do a little recce of the last 24 hours. The other places perfectionism come up, of course, is in what we look like, what other people think of us. What food we've put on the table, even was that good enough? So have a look back over the last 24 hours and see which areas of your life in which perfectionism is cropping up. For most people, this is going to be in work and it's going to be in their relationships with others. Once we've got some awareness about it, it's really time to develop then some acceptance that this is showing up for you. So can you step from awareness into acceptance that you do have perfectionist tendencies? More importantly, can you accept that without judging yourself for it? It is what it is. With that acceptance comes the understanding that perfectionism is just a conditioned way of thinking that can be changed. We do not need to beat ourselves up about it on top of everything else. So once you've had you've developed some awareness, you've stepped into some acceptance, then we step into the field of possibility. So what are you going to do about it? Well, there's some really basic strategies that we could talk about, such as setting a reasonable goal, such as actually embracing your imperfection. So giving yourself full permission to make mistakes, knowing that they're a natural part of the learning process. We can practice self-compassion and be kind to ourselves. So treating yourself with the same compassion you would a friend who might not have got everything perfect. Acknowledging what you have achieved and your energy that you've put to something rather than just the results or the outcomes. Be prepared to challenge negative thoughts. Perfectionists often have a really harsh inner critic or an inner critical voice. Challenge those negative thoughts by asking yourself if they're true or helpful. and reframe them every single time to be more nurturing. It's really important as perfectionists to set boundaries, not only boundaries with others, so to say no to stuff that you just don't have capacity for, but also boundaries with yourself, and to seek support from other people. Have you ever even told anyone that you feel like you have perfectionist tendencies? And if you did, what might they say about that? Moving through perfectionism is like most other things in this human life. It's a journey. And coming through the other side of perfectionism is not going to happen overnight. You can start to challenge it straight away. And I challenge you to do that, because perfectionism never helped anybody. But it does require patience. It does require practice. It does require persistence. And remember, the goal in moving through your perfectionist tendencies is not to be perfect about moving through your perfectionist tendencies, but to set a new standard for yourself, one that is compassionate, that's nurturing, that's motivating, that's realistic, that's going to pull you towards what it is that you desire. Now, for me, there are two standards that I now live by. One, you'll have heard, which is progress over perfection. So if I can move the needle even 1 millimeter, then that's brilliant. If I have, done 5 minutes of work towards a final outcome that I'm heading towards, then that is better than nothing at all. So progress over perfection. Be prepared to be present in what you're doing, and be prepared to reflect on how far you have moved or how far you have come. And the second standard that I swear by, and that I encourage everyone else to swear by, is good enough. Good enough is literally good enough. Does that not feel so much better and so much more expansive and so much more full of possibility than perfect? Perfect, really restrictive energy, isn't it? It's very linear. It's very tight. It's very constrictive. Whereas good enough opens us out into all sorts of ways in which we can be. This is where a spiritual take on perfectionism can be really helpful. So when I stepped more and more fully onto my spiritual path, which is very much ongoing, I don't think will ever be done, and certainly will never be perfect, because we've already agreed that perfection doesn't exist. I found it very comforting to view many of our human traits through a spiritual lens, but particularly perfectionism. So where a spiritual perspective can be helpful when it comes to perfectionism is because spirituality emphasizes acceptance, compassion, and understanding, and values those far more highly than anything as black and white as right and wrong. In very many spiritual traditions, the pursuit of perfection is actually known to be an illusion. The concept of perfect, in terms of looking at this through a spiritual lens, in a human sense, is actually unattainable, because we are inherently imperfect beings. It's part of why we came here. And so recognizing that perfection is actually a human-made concept can help dissolve some of these unrealistic standards that we set for ourselves. It's fucking subjective anyway. Who said what constitutes perfect? Who said? Who said that? Who gets to say that? No one. Perfectionism, we know, and is agreed upon across all areas of psychology, psychiatry, the human lived experience, spirituality. Perfectionism is an ego-born experience. It's driven by ego. Ego seeks validation and worth through external achievements and approval. In spirituality, or when we live through a spiritual lens, whatever our modality or persuasion or perspective, all spiritual paths encourage us to move beyond ego, to connect with this deeper sense of ourself that is already whole and already complete. Isn't that a relief? In spirituality, there's an understanding that we are all part of a larger, interconnected whole. Spirituality always teaches acceptance of oneself and of others. And this acceptance includes acknowledging that we are imperfect and understanding that being imperfect is part of a human experience. So spiritual growth, and therefore human growth, involves embracing our flaws and learning from them, making friends with them, showing them some tender, loving care that they really deserve. So how can we move through perfectionism using this spiritual lens? Well, let's cover some concepts, and then I'm going to end with some like practical steps, because I always love you to be able to take things away with you. So generally speaking, mindfulness and presence is always going to win the day. Practicing mindfulness, it helps us stay in the present moment and focused on that moment rather than worrying about future outcomes or past mistakes. So it's a win against the battle with perfectionism, isn't it? If we can be in that present moment, we're not thinking ahead to how that's going to land with people and what they're going to think of us or whether it's good enough or not. And we're not looking back and going, oh, well, that was a bit shit, wasn't it? We're literally in the moment and can appreciate the journey and the experience of that moment rather than fixating on a perfect result. Approaching anything from a lens of self-compassion, I think, is a key pillar of this human life. So treating ourselves with kindness, understanding and forgiveness, as we've said, when we make mistakes or when we fall short of our expectations, means that we get to view these moments as opportunities for growth rather than an out-and-out failure. In my book, there's no such thing as failure. Like, it just doesn't exist. There's only learning. In spirituality, we talk a lot about the practice of letting go. And that means letting go of not only perhaps like material things, but letting go of control, letting go of rigid and fixed expectations, and, of course, of the need to be perfect. Letting go allows us to surrender to the flow of life and trust that things are unfolding exactly as they are meant to, with purpose. Gratitude is going to always be something I talk about. So cultivating or continuing on with our gratitude practice helps shift our focus from what's lacking to what's abundant in our lives. So by appreciating that, by appreciating what we have, by appreciating how far we've traveled and moved, by appreciating how bloody amazing we are, we can reduce the pressure to be anything other than who we are right now. So we step away from perfection even being a concept that we can relate to. The last thing I want to say in terms of looking at perfectionism through a spiritual lens is that when we live life in this knowing that there is an interconnectedness between all of us as humans, between us and our environment, between us and nature, between us and source and the universe, then we know that we're here to actually engage in acts of service, to show compassion for others, that actually life is not just about me, myself, and I, and that actually approaching everything through the lens of love is going to move the whole of the greater higher good towards a higher vibration. So what does that even mean practically? If you resonate with this idea that you have perfectionist tendencies, what the hell can you do about it? Well, here's what I do. So I always use daily affirmations. They swap and change, and I've talked about those in many other episodes of the podcast. But in terms of perfectionism, using affirmations that reinforce self-worth and self-acceptance and self-love is always going to shift our attention towards something more deeply beautiful than the superficial idea of what's perfect or not. So things like, I am enough, or I accept myself as I am, are going to reframe your mindset, and they're also going to shift your energetic vibration. So use daily affirmations. Meditation is really important in terms of A, being able to witness some of this narrative, this perfectionist narrative that goes on in your mind, and to provide a sense of internal peace from which we can operate. So regular meditation certainly has been proven to calm the mind and to reduce some of those anxious thoughts that we might have about perfectionism. But more importantly, perhaps, it creates this space within which to observe your thoughts without judgment. So you get to see where you're doing this to yourself. When we get to see it, then we get to take some aligned action to change it. So I highly recommend, even if it's just 2 minutes or 3 minutes of meditation every day, or peace and quiet, where you just get to tune in, do that. As you already know, journaling for me is one of the mainstays of how I choose to be with myself in this world. So writing about your observations of your relationship with perfectionism, your feelings, your progress can really help you gain some clarity and track your growth and your learnings over time. It's not necessarily, we're not journaling a list of results, although that can be helpful. We are journaling what we've learned along the way. And lastly, I would always say, if perfectionism is something you are struggling with, seek some guidance around this. You can talk to a coach, you can talk to a therapist, you can talk to your mates, you can talk to trusted allies, all of whom can listen, which helps you listen to yourself, and who might be able to offer support and different perspectives on what this perfectionist tendency is doing to you, what these perfectionist thoughts are built upon, and how you might want to be instead. Moving through perfectionism from a spiritual perspective and a mindset perspective, it does involve embracing our imperfection, and connecting with a higher sense of ourselves. By integrating some of these practices, by even questioning your own relationship with perfectionism, you have already grown beyond where you were when you started listening to this episode. And I'm celebrating you for that. You're absolutely magical. Have a great day. My love, thank you so much for listening. My biggest desire is that this episode of Truth has helped you connect even more deeply to yours. If you've enjoyed listening, I'd love you to share your truth by rating the podcast on whichever platform you use to listen. I'd really love you to connect with me on Instagram at Ali Knight Coaching or through the sign up form on my website, alinightcoaching.com. And lastly, I'm sending you all my love as you peel back the layers and reveal the most beautiful and sacred part of you, your truth.